We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Tommy is someone to throw to, so you know he calls Mr. Reliable Robbie G, the one and only. Woo!
I can't close the door on him not returning to the Patriots.
You know what? I talk to people. People tell me things.
I'm smart.
He's coming back late in the year if the Patriots are a good team.
You know what I mean? It's Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, everybody else.
P-A-T-S. Pats, Pats, Pats.
It's my house. I own it. Y'all smoking crack.
I don't do drugs. Just weed.
What do you need in the second half?
Consistency. That's what we've been looking for from the get-go.
You think I second guess? I first guess all the time.
You know, the commissioners even come out and said so. That the drag is just different.
Our scientists that have been now studying the baseball more regularly.
What I'm saying is the planet's on fire.
This year, the ball has a little less drag.
You can't cry about it. You got to go out there and pitch.
I would not have imagined that being the case.
Right now.
You're killing me. I can't even hit the post on Beck, for God's sake.
Let me guess. That was Fish.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
So I'm just reading the protocol here. We're at Pine Hills down in Plymouth. I'm just reading the protocol. So when you come to a golf tournament, and we have our WEEI Jimmy Fund golf tournament, the proper attire, you can wear shorts, collared shirt.
I got it. I'm all set.
Probably should wear a pair of sunglasses because the sun, a little visor or whatever. Yep. And you bring a set of golf clubs.
Yeah, I didn't bring clubs.
So what?
I refuse. Here's the thing. I refuse to play golf. I haven't played golf. This is the first time I've actually played golf in 10 years.
Was this a protest?
10 years.
Was this a protest?
I just figured, you know, once you start, you know, you can't be a real dad.
There's the golf.
You can't be a good family man, a father.
Oh,
if you take off and run off and play golf for 6 hours. No, it's the truth. That's the thing. It's the truth. I used to play all the time.
Really?
All the time. I was sick of the shame that was associated with playing golf. Hey, I'm going to go play golf. Oh, really? When are you coming back? Well, like four or 5 hours. Oh, really? Well, little Caleb needs his diaper changed, and little Riley and little Cameron. It's like, it's too much shame associated with. So you know what, Glenn? I quit, and once the kids are all old enough and they're out of the house, I'll start over.
So what did you do with the clubs? You throw them away? Because you showed up today with no clubs.
They're in
and you went
my
out on
basement.
The course to play.
They're in my basement.
So why didn't you bring them today?
Because out of protest, because I really didn't want to play.
Oh, okay.
So, but here's this weird thing. At country clubs, they have this weird thing where they have a lot of golf clubs. So all you really have to do, I just found this out today, is say, hey, can I borrow some clubs? And sure enough, there's my cart right there. I just parked it in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I have no idea who it belongs to.
Why is
it right in front?
Crooked right there.
Well, because I hit a tree. I hit a tree. I don't know what happened to the windshield. I threw four clubs into the lake. Okay. And for the record, here's what else they should do. Just for the record, they shouldn't. If I slur my words, there's a reason.
So let me guess, you've been drinking since 11 o'clock.
They shouldn't serve liquor on the course.
It's a golf tournament.
Them out of the
club.
They shouldn't do it. It's a bad idea.
Really?
It's a bad idea. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get money from me. They're trying to like raise money, right. And I get it. And I'm down for that. I'm down for the cause.
So what they
I'm
did
all about
was
the kids.
So what they did is you've quit golf 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But they shamed you today, basically saying that you didn't bring clubs.
And I was supposed to be off today, by the way. Let me just say that.
Oh, that's
I wasn't
right.
Even
this
supposed
was
to
an
be
off
here.
Day. And they said to you, we really need you to suck up to the client.
They said, for you, because we need your help.
Let me guess. They told you to bring both of your Super Bowl rings.
I didn't bring them.
Right? Okay.
I didn't bring them.
So you could show the clients, because the clients love kissing the ring.
If you don't remember me, I used to be a really big deal.
They love kissing. Right, exactly. They love
but
kissing.
But for the record, we're winning.
What do you
just
mean
so you
winning?
Know, we're winning the tournament
winning
right now. We're like minus 10
How
right
How would you
now.
Know? You've been off the course here for 20 minutes.
No, I missed two holes. I just got a text. We have a group chat going right now.
Oh,
me and my crew,
I have to
Bill,
deal with this
Brendan,
today during the show?
All my guys, Bill.
We're going to deal with this to the
Brian,
whole show?
Brendan, Emily. We have a girl on our team.
Yeah.
See, we are all inclusive.
Hold on.
We have a girl on our team.
Like it's revolutionary.
We have a girl on our team.
Happened before. Yeah. Oh, because pioneer Christian Fourier.
Well,
took
the
a woman
key is,
out of the course.
Well, I mean, the key
she's
is
she's moving like
wanna,
an old
wanna,
ass lady.
You want to benefit from the women's tees.
Okay.
There's a see here.
You don't play off the women's tees, do you?
No, but I mean, you want someone who, if you have a woman who's good, halfway good.
Yeah.
Like our girl Emily was good.
Right.
So if we crapped the bet off with our tee shot, right, we knew that she could at least get it in the fairway halfway there. Well, we were good.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you going to share the purse of equally?
Is there a purse?
Equally, sure.
Is there, what do you get if you win this
You're
thing?
You win a gigantic prize. Gigantic prize.
What, honestly, what is the prize
if you
win? I don't
know, but it's a huge prize. But are you going to share it equally? Because, you know, that's a big deal right now. It's
yeah,
a big
yeah.
deal.
No, Emily doesn't get
pay
as much
disparity.
As I do.
It's a big, huge
Emily,
deal.
Emily doesn't get as much. The governing body has decided that she's not as valuable as the men.
Typical misogynist
old man. She's not as valuable as the men, so she's getting a third of what we're getting.
See what I mean?
You know, and then once she brings in more revenue and she can hit from the men's tees, well then, you know, then she'll get an equal share of the revenue. But until then, you know what? You just have to stick with what you got. I'd be happy about it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I read two columns in the Globe today, and you'd be shocked that both of them, Shirley Luong, your buddy.
Really?
Yes. And another one by, what's her name, Tara Sullivan. Both of them, by the way, think that women should get equal pay.
So it's Shirley, who's the other lady, Tara?
Tara.
Okay, and Snoop Dogg. They all think the women should get paid more.
But no, they think they should get equal pay, but she doesn't understand. Both of them do not understand. I think most of the country, certainly we feel they should get equal pay.
You know, it's funny. You know, it's funny.
I'm
you know
for equal what? Pay.
Hey, wow. I am for equal pay also. Oh, my God. I mean, like, we're not just a bunch of Neanderthals who are just kind of clubbing their way through life.
But
I believe that women should get paid just as much as men.
I agree.
Let's go, girls.
How about that? And, oh, what a weird notion. I got a lot of girls in my family. I got a lot of daughters.
So you would like all of them
I would
to
like
get
them
equal
to benefit.
With a man
yes,
if they grow
I am
up.
Full, I am down for the cause.
It's a good cause.
I am
it's
down for the cause. And to think that if you find a man who is not for equal pay, I'm going to show you a guy that's just jealous.
That's all.
Who's just a hater.
That's all it is.
Who's just
Snoop Dogg
just,
says so.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, Shirley, and Tara. You guys can all hang out and have like a round table and talk about it.
Unfortunately, like Snoop Dogg, Shirley and Tara really don't have all the facts together in the case of the women's soccer team. See, that's the only issue I have with them. That we all agree. For example, if you have two executives, they work for an insurance company.
Yep.
They're in Boston. Vice president, manager, assistant manager, whatever the position might be, one is a male and one is a female, they both should be paid the same amount of money. But if you have a soccer situation like you have with the World Cup, where the men are bringing in over $6 billion in revenue and the women are bringing in $131 million, then I'm sorry, you don't pay them both the same.
Yeah, and it's funny because there's a lot of grandstanding going on. There's a lot of beating your chest.
It's a political.
Hey, you know, you treat the women right. Yes, of course. And I would say you broke it down pretty nicely yesterday because there is a discrepancy or a misunderstanding associated with how it works. And I've heard a lot of different platforms talking about lots of, you know, former soccer players, male soccer players, and they all talk about the way it works. And I think there is this There's a certain stigma attached to the men because they do suck.
Yeah.
As far as like representing their country, they're doing a terrible job. The women, on the other hand, are repping like crazy. They're doing an excellent job. I mean, yeah, maybe they party too much, but hell, you unbelievable job.
Let
your hair down.
I don't have a single issue with any of the partying, any of the stuff that they were all excited about. That's what everybody does when you win. That's what you do.
I don't get it.
More power to
them. And it's fine. And I would say in this particular case, it's never going to be equal. It's never going to be equal as far as FIFA is concerned. I think because you do need to separate the two.
Because there's more money
in men's soccer nationally. And I haven't heard that. Okay, yeah. I wouldn't know if you said, okay, hey, let's watch women's soccer.
Right.
Okay, and then watch men's soccer. Is there a difference between the way they play? Or like for like women's basketball, WNBA, okay, you would sit there and say, well, a lot of ball movement. Nobody's dunking the basketball. You know, it's a little bit more, old school basketball.
It's
right?
80s basketball.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's, which I kind of like.
I do too.
Right? So I say they go, well, I appreciate that a little bit more instead of the just chucking it and dunking it all over the place. But again, it doesn't matter. Like, what would really be cool is if the United States Women's Federation, whatever the hell you call it, if they just kind of, but again, it doesn't matter because they already signed their contract.
Yeah,
they already collectively bargained deal.
So you know what they did? They bargained for a deal 2 years ago, and they're making more money if you take 20 games and you put the pay together. The men are making $28,000 more than the women. But what the woman did a couple years ago is they felt they were vastly underpaid, and they had no security. So what they went for is a deal, a collectively bargained deal, in which they're guaranteed the money. So they have guaranteed money. They get paid every couple of weeks, guaranteed money. The men only get paid per the event. So it's a different structure. I would say this, and this is what pisses me off. You've got every one of these politicians now that are jumping in, trying to make this an equal pay in normal society argument, and it doesn't fit. It's apples and oranges.
If there was a debate right now, like we saw, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
Yes. You got one coming up. Got one coming up on the 31st, I believe.
You know for sure that they would be bringing this up. And then our women... Our women's national soccer team. What a travesty.
Well, they're all doing it now.
Oh, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, they're all jumping aboard. Give me a break. Oh, it's grandstanding, it's pandering, a bunch of yahoos.
You know who's not doing it?
You?
No, the women. The women on the soccer team. They're not fighting for anybody else's equal pay. They're fighting for their own pay. And here's what's going to happen, because we're in a woke society now. So everybody's got to feel, we got to feel good today. I got to wake up and I got to feel really good, as opposed to actually looking at the facts and what should happen. And so what we're going to get out of this is the women are going to have the opportunity, I believe, to go back, because they're suing now the U.S. Soccer Federation, to go back and rip up that contract and do a new deal. If I were them, that's what I would be pushing for right now. Well, I would say the conditions have all changed. We now out-revenue source the men in the last 4 years because they suck and we're really good. We're the best in the world. And you redo the contract. And why wouldn't the U.S. Soccer Federation do it right now? All the money is coming in for the women.
Them to do it.
And they look good.
And I would say, you know, grab some of these NBA agents. Because if you don't like the situation you're in, you just have to bitch about it or tell your ownership or your GM to change your situation. They'll do it.
Yeah.
So take a page, take some lessons from the NBA and the players and their player agents. But you're right. So what the Soccer Federation, the Women's Soccer Federation, would do is, I mean, they'll get shamed. And this would be good business for them.
Yes.
So forget about whether, because they don't have to.
No.
I would say you signed it. I mean, what do you want me to do? Like, cry me a river. Like,
right.
It's too late. Sorry. Wait 3 years and we'll renegotiate. But this would benefit them because in the long haul, I think, you know, it's from a 30,000-foot view, they would all make more money.
It's all about view. It's all about perception. It's all about how the public views it. It really has nothing to do. Oh, you ordered food now.
Oh,
too.
My God.
Wait a minute. So you went out on the course.
I worked.
You hadn't played golf in 10 years.
I carried that team. I carried my team.
You played in 10 years.
There wasn't a good shot out there with those guys.
And then you ordered the largest shrimp I think I've ever seen
in my
life.
This is the Major League Baseball
Chernobyl shrimp.
They're all injected with steroids.
Look at those. God.
They can hit a lot of home runs, though.
And so now you've ordered all of this food.
Okay, so hold on. So so Ben Boland said this yesterday, right? So a week from now, ESPYs are over. You know, All-Star Game
they're
is over.
They're on the ESPYs tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're
appearing on the ESPYs. Oh, can't wait for the dramatic speeches by all the players.
Equal pay for equal gender.
There'll be another topic. There'll be another debate, and no one will give a crap. Honestly. So it's this was on Sunday. Okay.
You
can't go anywhere without Butch Stearns showing up.
Look at this. Butch Stearns driving the golf cart. Oh, God. Somebody videotape Butch so we can send it to Channel 25.
Look at him.
Look at him. He's out of his mind. Look at him. Oh, my God.
He's thinking about really hard-hitting questions for camp. God, Butch's camp. Can we get Butch on?
Hey, have another cocktail. Hey, go ahead, Butchie. Have a cocktail.
And Kirk in the
Someone's going to get
What about me?
That is tough. Used to be a great TV personality at one time
used
in his life.
Be.
He used to be.
He started hanging around you.
Oh, my God.
The chick fil a peach bowl.
All right, sell some soap and come back. Do not touch my shrimp, Doug.
How many shrimp do you have there?
10.
So how many are you splitting for up for the rest of
us? No, you have a menu. Order your own food.
Oh, my God. You are rude today.
What are you talking about? I've been working. You know what you've been doing? You were supposed to be here.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
I was not supposed to be here.
You were supposed to be. I told you yesterday.
What time is the show going on here?
No, it doesn't
I was here plenty of time. Tiger will tell you. Plenty of time for the show. I was here prepping for the show. Did you prep for the show?
Yep.
Okay. What happened in the Home Run Derby last night?
There was a lot of home runs hit.
Oh, really?
A lot. By who? by Guerrero Jr.
And who else? Who won it?
Jock Peterson. Oh,
Jock Peterson did not win it.
No, he lost to Vlad.
He did not.
And I don't know who the other guy was.
You are.
You have no bachelorette.
You've done zero prep for today's show.
We're not talking baseball today. It's Lou is gone. Screw you.
We're talking
it's
some
all
baseball
football.
Today.
It's we're going to preview
the list.
NFC
you missed
North.
The meeting today.
There was a list that was sent.
We had the production meeting. You missed it. You
Whatever.
Missed it. You were hammered out in the course, and you missed it. This is going to be an adventure for 4 hours. How much left? Oh, 345. Not bad. 617-779-7937. Maybe we'll go to the phone calls. Let some people talk. We'll do that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, let's start with home runs. You know, it's easy to get carried away with you have too many home runs. Let's not forget, you know, our fan data suggests fans like home runs. Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. We think what's been going on this year is attributable to the baseball. Our scientists that have been now studying the baseball more regularly have told us that this year the ball has a little less drag. It doesn't need to change very much in order to produce, you know, meaningful change in terms of the way the game's played on the field. We're trying to understand exactly why that happened and build out a manufacturing process that gives us a little more control over what's going on. But you have to remember, the baseball, our baseballs, is a handmade product, and there's going to be variation year to year.
Yada, 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 yada. That's the commissioner.
Here we go again.
We're going to get to him during the course of the day.
Oh, we're going to get to him.
We're going to get to him.
We're going to get to him.
We're going to get to the commissioner.
Well, he don't know what we're going to do.
This is going to be an adventure today. How much did you have to drink today?
Wait, hold on a second. I've got none. I'm just filled. Listen, I'm on vacation tomorrow.
Filled with joy.
I'm going to hit the vineyard tomorrow. Yeah. I'm on that 1 o'clock boat. Bam.
Tyler, who am I stuck with tomorrow?
Who are you stuck with? Who is he stuck with tomorrow?
You are stuck with, I believe, Jermaine Wiggins.
Yeah.
And I believe Andy Hart.
Oh, good. All right, that'll be good.
Interesting.
Vodka and sodas are enough for me.
We'll get somebody that understands football.
Sure.
Andy.
Which one? Andy. Yeah. Because he played the game.
He's around the game a lot, so, you know, he'll add something to the
program. This whole idea that baseballs would be juiced is really kind of ridiculous.
No, it isn't. They're juiced.
Hold on.
How long ago did I tell you they were juiced and you laughed in my face?
Stop.
You
Stop.
Laughed
don't,
in my
don't
face.
Don't be that guy.
What?
Come on.
You laughed in my
don't
face.
Don't be the guy.
I said it for how
do
long?
Have like a, do you have like
They're
a juiced. Shed in the back of your yard where you have a bunch of pictures and stuff where you're like drawing lines
no,
to try and but draw
like
some sort of connection?
I'd like a free
do you
shed.
You have a beautiful
I'd like
mind.
A free shed just like yours.
I'd like hey, Reed's Ferry, baby. They're the best.
Yeah, I would like
they are
them.
The best. Yeah. Get yourself a Reed's Ferry.
I would like to.
Those guys are awesome. And the sheds are awesome, too.
No, but it's
Come
juiced.
On. I'm not all joking aside. All
juice.
Seriously, be serious for a second.
Justin Verlander nailed it. Yesterday.
He's such a baby.
What are you talking about?
He
might be a baby.
Baby.
He might be a baby because it doesn't play to what he does. He plays defense. His job is to prevent the guys from hitting long home runs. The league is going in the other direction.
But Glenn,
did you notice the
how
league?
Easy would it be to determine whether the balls are juiced or not?
Like they
balls,
are juiced.
You know what they did? So the,
look
so
at the home
Major
runs.
League Baseball, the Yankees and the Red Sox. Look at the strikeout ratio. Okay, that's
right.
Look at that. Also,
well, you have
okay?
to make contact
I mean,
with the ball
what are we doing?
To get the effect of a juiced ball.
Why
if you
can't
miss
it just
the ball,
be as simple as
if
guys
you miss
are
the ball,
stronger?
You don't get.
Do you think? Okay, the Yankees and the Red Sox played in Europe. They did this weird thing. That the people that they allowed the fans to keep the ball, people were freaking out. They thought they were going to steal the ball if it went into the stands. They got to keep it. Now think about this: all the balls that fans have gotten received during batting practice or during home runs, whatever, all throughout the years. Wouldn't it be really simple to slice one of those older balls out to see? And what did they come up with?
They said they're
no, they don't. Who does
tighter wound?
Who does?
MIT, Ooh. MIT,
MIT
guys did it.
Who, what, MIT guy, you just said MIT.
No, I didn't. MIT guys,
me,
kids have done
give
it.
Give me proof. The other day, I talked about women's soccer.
You ready for this? I heard Rob Bradford talked about some of the balls are actually warped. They're not even perfect round shape.
Yeah, I mean,
because
but,
of
I mean,
the way they were.
What is that? That doesn't necessarily make the ball go
Christian,
farther.
You are so naive.
If you are.
How am
when
I?
When you say the ball is juiced,
what company makes the ball?
Spalding.
No.
Rawlings. I know who makes Rawlings, it, okay? Okay? It's not a football.
Okay.
Okay,
who owns Rawlings? Who bought them out?
Major League Baseball.
Why do you think they did that? So they could have total control. Because
it's a good revenue stream.
Oh, okay. That's it.
But it's okay, used. Okay.
We're going to have 6,600 home runs this year.
Do you
they
honestly
did it purposely because people want to see the long ball.
So forget about the manufacturing of the baseball and, you know, how it's changed from 1950 to 2020. Forget about that. Forget about that technology is different, and maybe the ball is wound a little bit tighter, and you know because of that, the ball goes a little bit farther. But do you think they actually sat there and said we need more home runs?
Yes.
So Doug is nodding. Yes.
I
so
think
you honestly
I
feel like
yes. They, no, I
so
do. Hold on. I will give you one.
That doesn't save the game. They're still 7 hours long.
No, that's a separate argument, and we'll have that argument. But I will say this that. Baseball went through a renaissance in the late 90s, okay? They went through a renaissance because guys were challenging to hit 70-plus home runs. And why did they do it? Because their bodies were juiced. Major League Baseball had to fess up, and they knew it, and they had a real problem, and they had to go before Congress, and it was a complete embarrassment for the league. They no longer could allow players to juice their bodies.
I got an idea.
Exactly.
We'll juice the balls.
There you go.
So the they're injecting steroids and HGH into the baseballs?
So the league is starting to fail. The league is starting to play before houses of 6, 8, and 12,000. The TV ratings are starting to drop off. Major League Baseball's got major difficulty right now. So what do? They can't juice the players anymore. Public won't allow that. All right? So what do? They juice the ball. It's simple. And this year we're going to have 6,600 home runs.
Okay,
now,
so
is
let's
all
say
of it
the
ball?
Ball?
No, part of it is the launch angle. I'll give you that.
How about
and
the fact that they're throwing the ball harder? So if the ball is traveling at a greater velocity and you also have more power, then the ball is going to just, you know, scientifically going to go farther. The
pitchers are telling you,
if you throw
that they're
80,
feeling it. The ball has different – it has a totally different feel to it. The commissioner yesterday agreed
this
the ball's different.
This ain't rocket science.
Okay, but
– agreed yesterday.
Okay, so they're different, but is he admitting that they're juiced?
No, he's saying they're different, and the
what
balls are different.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, why are they different? Are they different for what?
Maybe they
are they different because they travel further? Of course.
I just feel that that'd be really easy. So if somebody wants to come out and say, "Hey, listen, the balls are juiced. You're screwing with the pitchers. You're trying to." It's like the NFL making it difficult to stop wide receivers. No holding, no touching, no grabbing, no nothing.
Why are they doing that?
Hey, why are they doing it?
Because people love offense.
No, see,
people love touchdowns. People love scoring.
A little less drag.
Then you're not looking at it the right way.
Bill Polian is to blame for all of that.
Okay, maybe.
Bill Polian and Peyton Manning.
He didn't like the way that
Marvin Harrison.
He didn't like the way
those guys are to blame for that.
Patriots corners are all over his receivers.
There's nothing wrong with the game in the first place. The game 20 years ago was great.
So why did they change it? More scoring.
No.
Because that's what the public wants, because they want to build their audience.
No.
What is Major League Baseball
football,
doing now?
That is an effect of the changing of the rules. And I would say, look at the Super Bowl. What was the final score?
Oh, you'll get
offense being played in there.
Oh, you'll get those
And then
games.
You'll get the Kansas City, the Rams, right? When they had that whole big game where it was 53-51 or some
big
crap
game,
like that.
Big game. Yeah.
Big game of the Coliseum.
Right. Because...
Don't believe it.
On the whole,
because
the numbers are up.
I mean,
the offensive numbers are up.
Okay, that's
the NFL wants the offensive numbers up. In Major League Baseball, the home runs are up because Major League Baseball wants the home runs up. They're doing it
on purpose. So you think we're gonna go all over the place on this because you're irritating me today already.
Good.
We're not any half an hour
Good.
In.
I'll hit you.
So
with
you
a shrimp.
Think
that shrimp will hurt you, man?
Did you tweet that out?
If I get you right in the temple, that shrimp is the largest shrimp I've ever seen in my life.
Knock you out.
Yes.
This is a grappling hook. This
yes.
isn't a shrimp.
No, I'm going
to
use it as a weapon.
Scale castle.
I will use it as a
you
weapon.
You tie a piece of rope over it, and you
yes.
throw it over the castle wall, and you're Game of Thrones. All right, where were we? All right. So,
are you going to lose your place a lot today?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, as far as football goes, just for that, do you not think that the uptick in scoring was a product of Roger Goodell saying we need to keep the game exciting and we need to create more offense and score more points, so let's make it more difficult to stop the wide receivers?
Yes.
Or do you think it was a bunch of
some of it was safety issues?
But no,
with
I
their defenseless
say,
receiver.
No,
I get
no,
that.
Forget
part
about
of
safety. It.
It
was Bill Polian bitching about the grabbing and the holding. That's not fair, you guys.
That was a long time
the
ago.
The product, the outcome was it's easier to catch passes.
Yeah,
it's easier to throw it. It's easier to get open.
It's 2019.
Go back to 04.
You know, our fan data suggests fans like home run.
They're changing the game right now.
I just feel like it would be really –
to
I
add
think
to the
be,
audience.
I think it would it would be really easy for people to figure out if the commissioner was lying. Hey, we took 12
balls. Commissioner's not lying. The commissioner came out yesterday.
Decades.
No, the commissioner came – we'll hear it. After
okay, good.
This break,
let's hear it.
We'll listen to the commissioner, and you tell me the commissioner's pretty much admitting – that the balls are different. They're doing something to the ball. He just doesn't like the people using the term they're being juiced. He got more food now. It's unbelievable. Now he's got a gigantic salmon and asparagus out
here. I love it. I love golf.
It's unbelievable. So all you've done today,
don't say
go out there and play golf, okay?
You know, I'm generating revenue so you can get paid more money.
Female member of your team.
So I am generating more revenue, more sponsorship dollars, so you can get paid more money.
Oh, please.
How about that? You're welcome.
Please. Why don't we just bring the clients over here and they can kiss his ring here? You know,
I'm over here.
All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Intelligent sports talk for New England, even if not everyone agrees 100% of the time.
Glenn, with all due respect, I can't believe some of the dumb stuff that comes out of your mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Scherzer, who joins us here now. There are some comments about the baseball, just broad-based. Your opinion, you hold the baseball every time you throw it. You get guys out all the time. What's your opinion about the ball that's being used this year? Any different?
I don't feel anything different with the ball, but I think we can all see the ball is definitely traveling differently. You know, the commissioner's even come out and said so, that the drag is just different, it's less. So, yeah, the ball is different, but you can't cry about it. You got to go out there and pitch. I'm not going to cry about it, so our hitters get to hit with it.
Max Scherzer, I can understand his position. He's basically saying Verlander, without mentioning him, is crying. I mean, you can't cry about it. This is the game, and this is how we've got to play the game.
Interesting.
I get that.
You sure that's it?
Yeah, but the ball's been altered. There's no question about it.
Okay, so I feel like this is
look
weird
at the,
because
look at the
you
home
have
runs,
you have a pitcher, and I don't even know what Verlander's ERA is or where is he at as far as his, how many home runs he's given up.
A lot.
But you have
as Chris Sale has
Verlander with one point of view. Then you have a guy like JD Martinez, you know, basically, you know, shooting that philosophy down. JD Martinez believes it's basically all about a hitter's approach is the credit for the home run surge. As fastball velocity from pitchers grew, he said, their control over pitchers left. And the explosion in knowledge from hitters tilted the game in their favor. He says, quote, it's a power arm league. It's either walk or strikeout. Stuff over command. I think you see a lot more mistakes over the plate. The velocity, the guys trying to hit the ball in the air, I think it's a recipe for home runs.
Isn't that interesting?
Hold on. But do you not give him any credit whatsoever?
Zero. I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's in his best interest to tell you, don't tell me that my great numbers that I'm producing right now have anything to do with altering the baseball. I've done this all myself. I've worked my ass off. I've figured out how to hit certain guys. I'm figuring out how to, you know, have my certain angle and the way I swing. That's what he's doing.
Okay, so if you
pitchers are going to bitch about it, you know, the only people that are going to bitch about it.
Why can't you say the pitchers are just like crying?
They are.
Crying because.
They are.
And that's their excuse.
Yes.
Not that. They're losing. They're not
order?
Any good anymore.
What did you order?
Coconut shrimp.
Oh, Jesus. this is like a parade of food. I feel like we're doing one of these food. You know, they just bring food through, and they say, okay, try these now. Yeah. Try these.
So, wait, but honestly, why? If you're going to sit there and say JD Martinez is just going to kibosh that and say, well, you know, because, you know, it's our approach. We're smarter. It's like Chavis.
No, he wants to take credit.
He writes everything in his book.
Okay,
so he
wants
exactly.
But JD wants to take credit for the fact that his numbers have been way up there.
Doesn't Orlando want to make an excuse for why he's given up so many home runs?
He doesn't want you to compare him with a generation past based on the fact that he's now playing with a juice ball.
Verlander and J.D. Martinez then?
What are you talking about?
Verlander is making an excuse saying, it's not that I suck. It's not that I can't command the plate. It's not that I can't locate.
Well, come on.
It's because, the ball's juice.
It's simple logic. Who benefits from it? J.D. Martinez. Who was victimized by it? Justin Verlander.
Verlander, so why wouldn't 26 you? Home runs allowed this year. Only three seasons with more homers allowed, 2016, 17, and 18.
Yeah. So Chris Sale, same thing. You can look at his numbers. You can look around the league, and the great pitchers are giving up an awful lot of home runs because the ball is juiced.
Okay, but still.
Simple.
In order to hit a home run, you have to make contact.
That's correct.
So you know what? Be a better pitcher. I would say that you need to do a better job. The hitters, who would you tend to believe, the hitters or the pitchers more, based on what each side
Christian,
has to gain?
I can't see. This thing is so obvious what Major League Baseball is doing, and they have to do it. They're in trouble, and they know they're in trouble right now. Okay,
well,
they're
in trouble. This is a lame, stupid way to fix their problem.
It's the only thing they know. They're basing it on history. They're basing it on what happened when the players
were juiced. So the Yankees are hitting home runs like crazy. 2 years in a row. It's nuts.
The whole league is. We're
going to
have 6,600 home runs hit this year.
Have ratings
gone up? It's not even close to the best.
Have ratings gone up?
This is trouble.
It's typical baseball.
Well, no, it's not helping.
Ratings have not gone up. It hasn't fixed the game. So
they think, okay,
we'll put a Band-Aid on it.
Hold on. Lou's not here today.
Yeah, let's rag on baseball. We hate baseball. Lou, you suck.
The game's in trouble. Okay, can we say that? The game's in trouble. I'm watching, and I am one of the old bastards that still love the game of baseball. I watched that home run derby from beginning to end. I guarantee you didn't watch 1 second of it.
No, I did.
How many
seconds?
One second. All right? And to me, it was interesting. I mean, Vlad Guerrero Jr. was compelling to watch, one swing after another. It was fun. But typical Major League Baseball, it was a lot of fun. It was too freaking long.
Well,
you can't go 3.5 hours with a home run derby.
It's funny because when I saw it, the 1 second that I did see of it, the first thing I thought of was what we were talking about yesterday, how these guys completely go in the toilet after the All-Star game. Look at the way Jock Peterson and Vlad Guerrero Jr.
They were worn out.
Not only were they worn out.
Well, they played like three overtimes.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
The format was stupid, too. So you get Guerrero Jr. ends up with 91 home runs. Think about that.
Yeah.
91 home runs in a three-hour span. And
that's
he ends
ridiculous.
Up losing to the rookie from the Mets, Pete Alonso, who had like 60. How's that possible?
Yeah, I
got like 30
Jock
more
Peterson
home runs.
Was actually relieved that he lost.
He was tired. He was worn out.
He was worn out, and he's like, man,
typical
I feel
Dodger,
sorry.
He's just worn out.
Hey,
same thing.
He's on his big regular season. This ball's going to hit the scoreboard.
Yeah, I when I was watching, I was like, no wonder these guys, nobody wants to play in it. Like Christian Yelich.
He bailed out.
He bailed. Really?
He
was hurt?
He's
he was hurt? What'd you come down with?
He's fine.
A little cough?
And here's the worst part. They put a $1 million prize out there. Package. If it were a woman, it'd probably be a $500,000. But they put a million. That's 100,000.
Yeah.
So they put $1 million out there. And what does it do? It still did nothing. And tonight you're going to have the boring exhibition game. I hate to say it, but the game is in trouble. I'm sorry, Lou. It is in trouble. I still like watching
million.
The game. But the 162 games is too freaking long.
So
much. Part of it is that years ago, people would sit down in the backyard, turn the radio on, and they wouldn't think of anything of sitting there for 2.5-3 hours and listening to a game. In those days, the games would go 2.5 hours. Nowadays, people are too active. They have too many things they're involved in. 162 of them?
Well, I would also say that I got an ear for it because we actually were talking about this while I was on the golf course.
That's where you did your prep.
Nice. Hitting them long and straight.
This is prep work, Tyler.
And we were all just talking about, you know, everybody had kids. They're talking about how their kids don't watch. And they all love Lou. But more, Lou is smart. Like, I was like, yeah, Lou. But like, who really cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? Nobody cares. Dying Lou's
sport.
Better at.
Thanks,
Lou's better served
be better
talking about basketball.
Soccer. Soccer. He'd be better talking about soccer.
I would say
right
stick
now.
To basketball,
soccer.
Lou. If I'm Lou, I'm no longer a baseball guy.
Yeah.
I'm a basketball guy.
I agree.
I'm a basketball guy.
I agree.
I'm talking. Yeah, it's just.
Especially with
the
young kids.
So fine. So you think that the baseball's answer to this problem, this generational gap of interest with their sport, they figure, you know what? Quick fix. Let's juice the balls. A lot of home runs.
It's awful.
Excited. That's not the way to fix
it. No.
I
think they're doing all of that, Christian. I don't think any of it is working.
No, it's
none
stupid.
Of it is working.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. And that makes me think of the people who are in charge of Major League Baseball. You really think that that would be the answer?
No, they're traditionalists. Like
So you can't. And that would be the one thing that I would think that you wouldn't mess with.
Can I tell you, there's such devout traditionalists that I really believe the difference of how the public views steroid use by baseball players versus football players has got everything to do with the traditionalist baseball.
Who romanticize the game.
Right. So they're sitting there
everybody
going.
Everybody thinks they're in like Field of Dreams too.
Right. They affect the records.
Something's going to come out of the corn.
They affect the records. Who gives a rat's ass about records in the National Football League? Nobody cares. It's all about winning Super Bowls. In baseball, it's about records. And so if guys are juiced up in baseball, you're altering what Babe Ruth did, what Joe DiMaggio did. You can't do that. You can't change the game. And in football, nobody cares about the steroid use. They don't care about it.
Yeah, I used to fight that tooth and nail with Lou, and I gave up about 2 years ago because it just
He's right about it. It's a double standard.
It just doesn't matter.
But it's baseball's fault.
You know, and then it's you can easily fault. Go. I would say Alex Rodriguez kind of made an easy transition, you know, based on all the crappy things that he did and the drugs that he was taking and
how exposed
he got.
He's likable.
Boy, he hooked up with J-Lo.
Yeah.
Even going back to who he went on Francesa's show.
Did you see the big TMZ story the other day? J-Lo had a bad concert. She had really a rough night out there.
What did he do?
But A-Rod.
Was that a consoler?
Consoler, yeah.
I used to strike out all the time.
Exactly.
And you know what? I would get back in that batter's box.
Right.
And listen, baby, you got to swing away.
And you know what?
You got to hit him with the hind.
People loved it. People said, oh, my God, this A-Rod, this Alex Rodriguez dude is such a
I want to throw up when I see those
human
two.
Being.
You know what? I want to throw up.
But you talk about recreating your image. Has anybody done a better job in life than recreating their image than Alex Rodriguez?
Well,
he was hated by Yankee fans. Yankee fans, not Red Sox fans. Yankee fans hated him.
And I would say that he deserved it.
Yeah, he was a
dink. Deserved it.
He was a dink.
He lied. He cheated.
Yeah.
He tried to, bully his way through it.
Yeah.
And yet he kept getting exposed, and he was so delusional. He believed the crap that was coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he goes on, what was it, Fox during the World Series, something like that. Does a good job. He's up there with Pete Rose and Frank Thomas.
Well,
How do you look bad around those guys?
It's
easy to shine. So, and then next thing you know, you realize, God, the guy does know baseball.
He does.
And you forget that he's a dink.
Yeah.
Because he is.
Yeah.
In the big scheme of things, he spent his whole career being a dink. And it's like, okay, fine, forget about it. What if he hooked up with, whatever, fine. So, but I would say he's the exception to the rule.
But he's so good. But how are you so naive that you don't see the baseball? Because they're failing
at it.
They're failing at the juicing the ball and these other things they're doing are failing, okay? Unfortunately. And again, I thought last night was fun. It was a fun, and the crowd was into it. Shorten it. You can't do it 3.5 hours. You can't sit there having overtime. The players, you're right. The players were sitting there. Their bats were down on the ground. They couldn't even lift them. You can't do it. It's too long.
I want a bunting contest.
They do that in South Korea. Yeah, Korea, the league, they do bunting
stuff.
How cool
would that be? How about this one?
They put targets out there.
Do they really?
Like a circle.
I'm bunting the crap out of the ball.
Yeah, you get points out of it.
How about this? Who could take a hit the best? So who can, get hit by a pitch
the best? Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah, turn mine up to 104.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one right in the shoulder.
Yeah, that would be good. They've got to do something. But I'm sorry, and the season is too long, 162 games. Maybe you have two seasons. Maybe you have two different champions.
Maybe do what the NBA is talking about doing. Have some sort of mid-season plan.
Yeah, but give the NBA credit. The NBA, and I'm not crazy about some of the things they want to do, but at least they're looking at it saying the world has changed. Society has changed. People are busy. They can't do what they've done for years, and that is engage themselves emotionally in our sport for 82 games.
Well,
we got to figure a way around it.
But even more so, the I almost feel like the players are ahead of the league. The players are telling you in the NBA, it's too long. Kawhi Leonard, how many think he's going to play 82 games?
No.
He's going to play 60.
Right.
62, maybe. Right. Right? And he'll be ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if that's – that should be an indication.
So –
The players are telling you, their bodies are telling you, hey, this is too much.
Yeah, but the league is thinking about it and looking at it and saying, what is the consumer going to think? If the consumer has a ticket on a night in which Kawhi Leonard is not playing, how does that make any sense?
You know,
so,
you brought this
thinking
up,
about this.
You brought this up maybe a while ago on when we were talking about when this all started. And I remember this started like superstars taking days off and then the fans getting pissed off about it was when the Los Angeles Lakers played the Utah Jazz. I can't remember who wasn't playing, but I think it was Magic. I think it was Magic, maybe Worthy or something like that. And the fans in Utah, they were playing a road game.
Yeah.
So Pat Riley said, no, you know, you guys aren't playing. Just gave them the day off. I don't even think they took the trip. And there was this uproar of anger, the fact that the Utah fans, not the LA fans, the Utah fans couldn't see Magic. So they caused a stink about it. And I remember the commissioner at the time sitting there going, no, you can't do this anymore. Wouldn't let them do it anymore. Listen, so this is because obviously they were aware that this was too much wear and tear and the playoffs were right around the corner, so why waste it?
Yeah, but that's
and
what
then San Antonio started doing it on a regular basis.
So that's what the NBA player is going to do right now. They're not going to play every game.
Isn't that what Alex Cora does with his
yes.
players?
Yeah,
monitoring them.
But if you're running,
I have heavy legs.
But if you're running,
God forbid you work through it.
But if you're running the sport, and the one day that people are driving down from Vermont or Northern Maine and coming down to see a game is the night that Alex decides he's going to rest Mookie Betts and he's going to take J.D. Martinez out of the lineup, you're not happy about
but
it.
But you know what? I would say the Red Sox probably would have more issues with dealing with that than any other team. I would say the Red Sox, the Yankees, really just those two teams, based on the fact that people come who aren't even Red Sox fans. Hey, they just come, hey, I'm going to the Cape, I'm visiting Massachusetts, I want to go to a Red Sox game, I want to go to Fenway Park. They don't say that about other places. So you specifically take a vacation during the summer to go see a Red Sox
game. Well, the park
game.
Is part of the attraction.
Yeah,
the
so maybe right. they don't care who's playing. Maybe they just want to go to the park.
Okay, but NBA,
I do feel like there's part of it.
But in the NBA, you do care. And you do care, and Greg Popovich did an awful lot of that when they were really good. He said, no, I'm not playing any of my guys. He's playing the second team. Okay, and they would do it against a bad team. Kawhi Leonard last year sat out 22 games. 13 of those were against bad teams, well under 500. Why? Because they know they could win without Kawhi. But what about the people that are buying the tickets? Eventually, that's going to catch up to you in business. And I think in baseball, these seasons are far too long. I would cut the sport down to 7 innings. I would probably think about doing 2 seasons or some type of tournament in the middle of the – change it up. But baseball will never, ever, ever, ever do it.
Those are drastic changes.
Why not?
All you have to do.
If your business is hurting badly, you need drastic changes.
But you could still fix it without shorting the game. So what if you said, hey, you know, football's too long.
Now?
We're going to go 3 quarters instead of 4.
Good luck.
We're
going to
go 3 quarters. No, you can still go 9, but you can force the rules. All the I bet you they have all these great ideas.
Come on,
they're cowards.
Christian,
they won't change it.
Christian,
and the Major League Baseball Association, the Players Association, is too stubborn to realize that this is not. It doesn't affect them right now, but it affects the game.
Christian,
as a whole
they've already
in the future.
Changed the stuff.
What?
They limited the limited the visits to the mound.
Oh, please.
Now if it's an intentional walk, you don't throw the baseball. Okay, they've done all this stuff. Has anybody seen a change?
10 seconds.
Does anybody?
10 seconds.
The
off
league,
the game.
The league.
Tops.
No, the games are longer this year than they were last year.
What a nightmare.
We're already seeing it. It's going the other way.
I'm
telling you,
food.
It's in
Go
trouble.
Would you eat all the food, Tyler? Well, Tyler, I order the food. Tyler eats it.
What is Chili's baby,
barbecue sauce.
He's eating it right in front of me.
This hour has been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Maybe we should talk to the people. You want to talk to the people? You feel that's a thing you can do today? Because I don't know. I don't know what you're capable of doing today.
And I need some good spots when I'm at the vineyard.
All right, 617-779-7937. That's our phone number. We're doing it live today because it's the WEEI Jimmy Fund Golf Tournament. They're raising a lot of money for the Jimmy Fund next month. Of course, we'll have the radio telethon along with our friends over at Nesson. And so we're raising a lot of money here today. So we're out broadcasting live. Back with OMF next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.